Cousin Zundel. It seems that things were finally working out just fine for you and your family, and that everything was gonna be okay.
Yes, Ellie, that's how it would seem. But unfortunately, some things don't always work out the way they would seem.
What do you mean, Cousin Zundel?
Well, the next night, Heimke noticed that one of the janitors who would mop the deck of the ship was snooping around, looking like he was up to no good.
Zundel, you see that man over there?
Yeah, what about him?
Shh! Oh, how I hate this job! Oh, how I hate this job on this crazy ship! All day long, mopping and scrubbing! Mopping and scrubbing the filthy deck of this disgusting ship! This is getting to me, this is! Oh, how did I ever get stuck with this crazy job?
Who is he, Heimke? What did he want to tell me about him?
Shh! His name is Michael McMurphy, and he's really not a nice guy. He keeps complaining about how there are too many Jews on the ship, and that he wouldn't mind if a few of them were thrown overboard. Anyway, I saw him staring at the papers when he pulled them out before to show Papa. I'm sure he would love to get a hold of them and destroy them.
Don't worry, Heimke. There's no way he's gonna get inside my jacket and steal these papers.
Okay, just remember what I told you. Be very careful with them. Don't take them out to show anybody.
Attention! All the passengers on USS Columbia. This is your Captain Unterwasser speaking, with a piece of good news for all of you. Tomorrow morning, we will be landing on the shores of the United States of America. That's right. Anything else? Nothing else. Just America. Nothing else. Bye-bye. See you later. Bye-bye. See you later.
The next morning, all the passengers on the SS Columbia gathered on the deck of the ship, pushing and leaning over the railing to be the first to catch a glimpse of the Statue of Liberty.
Mama, Papa, look. There it is. The Statue of Lieberman.
We're here. I can't believe it. Chasdei Hashem ki lo isamnu.